DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool. Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, Newmark, and DJ and TV Insiders.
Yours.
Hey everybody, welcome out to the hangout. Shaney, myself, John, we've got MJ, Howie, Scott, Dave, William, Michael, and Robin all hanging out. And
Friday, so Bobby, Ricky, Mike, Ralph, Johnny. No, they're not here. Okay.
All right, Marsha.
If so, I anyway. Like the girl, who cares who you like?
Exactly. But here's the deal. Shaney's got this cool thing. She's goes, I got five on it. And every time she does, I go back to the song and I blank on the artist. So I'm just going to, I know it's horrible and I always forget to Google it. So I'm just going to say, we got some great topics tonight because she kind of let me in on the secret of what this five might be. And you're definitely going to check it out. Stay with us. I guarantee it'll be good. And if we derail, then we're just going to blame MJ. So Shaney, take it away.
Okay. So first topic, it was definitely in the news. And I think I even sent MJ a message about this one when when it just hit. And for those that saw it, I actually posted it on the Insider as well. So if you are living under a rock and you're a DJ and you don't know about this, shame on you. So I'll make it public if you don't already know it. But Avicii is no longer with us, passed away at the ripe age of 28, which is crazy. Just, you know, these artists and just talent. As of today and as of 3 hours ago, the family did post a letter, and it did say that the police have conducted two autopsies, two of them. They said they ruled out that there was any foul play in the death. So right now they're saying that they don't know. I mean, we're all speculating, of course. Everybody's speculating what's going on, but they're saying there's nothing suspicious or any foul play. They did to two of them. So people are like, oh, come on. But, you know, for those that kind of have followed of what happened, you know, from before, you know, he did retire from touring back in 2016 because of his history of his drinking and everything going on with him. So, you know, I'm going to give my opinion. Of course, it's not. Don't say my opinion is what's the real deal, because I'm not the one to do the autopsy. I'm not, you know, the police. I'm not anything. But I kind of think it is something with his pancreas. I'm going to kind of say that maybe it's shut down. Maybe something's going on. For those that don't know, he was vacationing when this happened. He was not home. So they are flying his body back to Sweden, back home. So maybe they'll get some more results once the family has it back home and everything. It's just, you know, it's just sad to know that a talent like that. I know most of us DJs, whether you're club or mobile, have played at least one of his songs, you know, at any type of party. And he wasn't just a club DJ for all of us. So I know even the mobile DJs have played one of his hits. So it's, you know, again, a talent that has gone way too soon. And it's just a shame, Dan, John, it's just a shame.
I don't think I realized how young he was.
Yeah.
You know, because from my side, I didn't really follow the career or anything like that. I knew the songs and to realize A, that he was only 28 and that it was 2 years ago he retired from touring. I'm just like, man, to get to that level, because to me that seems a quick ascension for somebody who is a DJ. And even if you get into the producing side to kind of help booster that, I just think that's kind of crazy to kind of make that impact that quick.
Right.
And definitely saddened because a lot of talent there, you know, just straight up had a lot of future with it. Yeah. So, saddened by that, of course.
Sad. Very sad.
Can you bring us up a little bit?
It's kind of, sort of, I will. Trust me. It's not, okay. Yes, I'm going to start bringing it up. But for those that were very geeked up about the Rain equipment that came out, and for anyone that bought the Rain equipment, there's been a recall on the 12s, on the turntables. Rain themselves just decided to do the recall. They even said that a lot of DJs aren't even going to notice what the glitches that were going on, but they decided to take the decision to recall the new 12 turntable. You know, they just said there was a little obscure, as they said, an obscure but universal glitch in the firmware. MJ's like, nope. They can cause the platter to behave erratically under extreme performance circumstances. Now, a lot of DJs have been posting videos all over social media by using the 12s. A lot of them have been scratching on them. A lot of them have been showing the glitches and been showing that it's not a small little glitch. So I don't know. I mean, I know Rain really tried to make this comeback. I am a Rain lover. I mean, that was one of my very first mixers, you know. So I don't know what's going to happen. You know, they definitely said we're covering all the costs. We're covering, you know, everything. Just like when Pioneer was coming out with the new controllers and there were some glitches and stuff. And they, too, were like, you know, send it back to us. We're covering all the costs. Because that happened to me a couple times with some of the Pioneer stuff. But I know Pioneer's been out and they've had, like, a lot of equipment. Rain hasn't. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Rain, with them trying to bounce back from this when it was just such the hype of them coming out with this. I mean, if everybody remembers at DJ Expo, and I know MJ remembers this, it was under the glass. Nobody could touch it. Nobody could go near it. You know, and then at Expo, they had it out in the open. I'm sorry, at Mobile Beat, it was out in the open. Everybody could come by it. Everybody could, you know, could play on it. Everybody was able to touch it, you know, and it just shipped two weeks ago.
Yeah.
So the shipment just happened. They just shipped them out and they were making such a big deal that we're just shipping these out and now the recall just happened.
So I got a question, and MJ may be able to chime in here, and maybe John recalls. At Expo, when were they tentatively setting a release for that? Do you remember what they had said at that point?
February.
February.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say NAMM is the only thing I thought they were talking about. They were going to have them ready to roll shortly after NAMM.
Okay. And the only reason why I wondered about this, because when the recall happened, immediately went to my mind was what came out at NAMM that started getting some of the same hype, or at least maybe in our circles, at least of the 12s. It was the Phase. Mm-hmm. And I almost wondered if that came out and knowing that was going to be shipping late spring, if suddenly it was like, we better move if we're going to beat that. And they were too quick. Maybe Phase, not. Phase, because obviously that's August, they were still saying February. But that's what went through my head.
Phase just this week started taking pre-orders. So
yeah,
just to throw that in the timeline of, hey, we still have time to get this out before they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
But That was my initial.
So I'm going to throw something out there. Is it possible that sometimes when you have gear that's at such a high level that they don't have enough qualified people to be testing this gear at an in-depth enough level?
Well, here's the thing. The SZ, if anybody remembers, when that came out, the SE controller, that was like the first big, and I still call it the beast because to me it is the beast. It was the first big controller with the platters that had a recall on it. I have the first edition that did have the recall on it. I had to send it back to Pioneer because it had a Pioneer recall. So I don't know. I mean,
I think it was about money. I think that they said we need to generate some money, so have some people start sending it. We maybe would get away with this because there's no possible way with the glitches that they had. They didn't know that there is at least a small percentage of them that have that, let alone the whole full recall. And I think they were trying to take the, you know, hedge the bet and get away with getting it out there, and hopefully nobody would notice.
The other thing I could say is, you mentioned that, I would say you might be able to get away with that statement before they were in music now, right?
Yes.
Rain. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Rain is.
I was going to say, I think you could get away with saying that maybe 5 years ago. Even at that point, I'm not really buying the whole that they wouldn't have people to run through it. But now that they're a part of a larger corporation, I would imagine they have as many people as at their disposal to run through these, and just, and especially if people are finding the glitches. I mean, we're not talking, these things were so hidden deep that I need to press this button. And if I go over here, now it glitches. No, it's like it's glitching, you know, almost right away. So I would think, you know, I agree with what you're saying. I do see the point. I just don't think it happens now that they're a part of a larger corporation. Like, there should be people at that disposal.
You know, we'll see. I don't know.
If not in the future, Shani and I will volunteer for that.
We will. MJ and I got this.
You won't even charge them to run it through for them, right?
We got this.
Yeah. We got this. All right. Oh. We ready for number three?
Absolutely. Hit us with it.
All right. Number three. We're on to music. Number three. Everybody remember who Avril Lavigne is? Everybody remember, you know, her?
Skater Boy.
And she actually had some music after that. I don't remember any of the songs she actually had after that.
Mrs. Chad Kroger.
Oh, right.
You don't. Yeah.
She had music. She did have some music after that. And then I don't know if anybody knows this, but she had like Lyme disease. So that's why she kind of went out of the music and everything. Well, she went to a gala this weekend and she looked great. And she let people know she has been working on an album the last 3 years. Hmm. And the album is going to be out this year. So she's really happy about it. So anyone that, you know, liked her music, she said she's very happy and her fans are going to be really, really, really happy with the direction of her music. Now, I don't know what that means, because aren't her fans now in their 20s?
I would say like early to mid 30s.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. See, I was wrong with that. Okay. So I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be very interesting to see what kind of music she's going to be coming out with. 30s.
My vote is country music, because now they start to make that transition into country music. So that means it's going to be a high spin on MJ's playlist.
See, I needed MJ last week when I was screwing up all the words with the country award, and yeah, I didn't even know what I was saying. Yeah,
there's no way to screw country up. It's already screwed up.
Well, I already messed everything up.
Avril Lavigne's album with all those hits was 2002. Keep that in mind.
I'm not talking about Skater Boy.
Skater Boy, and well, there was no hits after that, really, because there was Complicated, and then there was one album after that.
Another album after that didn't have another one. Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
But the people who had become her fans were Skater Boy. Early stuff.
That was her hot. That was her. I mean, that was her hits. Like Skater Boy, all of that was the jams. Like that was her top hit. So it's going to be interesting to see what she comes out. Is she going to be like that punk rocker again? Is it going to be something like that? Or is she just going to flip the script on us on a 180? And I don't know. So we will see what happens with her. And what her look's going to be. And I mean, she can't really be like a little skater girl. That's not going to be cute. So
I hate to say that. I don't see it.
Yeah. I don't know. She's going to be like a Kesha and come out with like a new look. I don't know. You know,
I think the reason why I say this, I think if she had had a hit album and then disappeared because of the disease and stuff like that.
That was four years ago. Her last album was 4 years ago. She's been out public for 4 years. So it'll be interesting.
And who remembers the song off that?
Right. And nobody remembers.
So that's what I'm getting at. Like, she's going to come out with this and it's going to sell 10 copies and 9 of them are going to her family. So
let me throw a spin on this. Okay. How many albums did Hanson put out?
One,
four,
two.
I think there was four. How about, do you remember the guy that did the song She Bangs? Not Ricky Martin, but the guy who
William Hung.
William Hung. Yeah. How many albums did he put out?
Three.
One.
Five. Two Christmas albums. So there are people that buy these. So Hanson has a tour. They go on tour. They sell to their fans. And especially with today, with the internet, you really can reach. If you can find your niche, you can never have a hit song on a radio, but still be very, very successful in the business. So if her fans are still loyal, they will buy that.
Right. And that's what she said. Yeah. She said, this is for her fans. That was her exact words. My fans will be happy with this. Yeah.
That'll be good then.
We'll see. Good. I'm excited. I mean, I liked, Skater Boy and all that. Those were hits for me for my mobile events for my kids.
For sure.
Those young kids were jumping around to those songs. So we'll see what happens.
I had a request for Complicated at a college bar a while back.
So. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah, there we go.
What else you got for us?
All right. Are we ready for four?
Sure.
All right. Number four, Kanye West, everybody. Kanye is back on Twitter and he's back with music, everybody. Kanye is back.
It's a double album too, right?
So Kanye not only rejoined Twitter, but I guess he rejoined Twitter to let everybody know that he's dropping his new album June 1st and he is producing a couple albums as well. So his own album is coming out June 1st. And he is got Kid Cudi's album. So anyone who is a Kid Cudi fan, if everybody remembers, one of the hot tracks that I'm still playing all the time right now, that album's coming out June 7th. He also has a couple other albums coming out. He's got Pusha T. He's got his album coming out. Teyana Taylor, if anyone knows who that is, she was the one that was dancing around like a fool in the Fade video. And she also has like a show now on VH1 with her husband, who's an NBA player. And for all you old school hip hop heads, you'll be happy to know. And this will be interesting. He is producing Nas's album. Nas is going to be coming out with an album and that is dropping June 15th. So old school hip hop heads, that's dropping June 15th. His album's coming out June 1st. Kid Cudi, June 7th.
Can I just read his quote from Twitter?
Yeah.
I do not wish to be number one anymore. I wish to be water.
Okay, Bruce Lee.
I do not wish to be number one anymore.
Water. Bruce Lee's be like water. So now he just stole that from Bruce Lee's family. So now they could sue him. Because I'm all about Bruce Lee. That's a Bruce Lee quote, be like water. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to paste that and send that to Bruce Lee's family. Yeah. I'm interested to see Nas's album. I'm not going to lie. That will be very interesting to see that. Kanye, whatever. But Nas will be very interesting.
So I got a question. Is June a good month to drop an album?
Summer.
Summer is a good time to drop an album.
Depends on the feel.
Summer time.
I would just get a bit thinking.
See,
you know, when
think,
movies
I would think if
drop.
You're trying to go for overall sales, I think if you're going for sales, and this is a purely easy way to think about this now, I guess. If you're going for sales, it was always you wanted to have like that October, November drop so that you would have the Christmas season. But now that we're getting to streaming, I would see summer actually as being huge because who's going to be able to stream? You've got students who are not going to be in school, who are going to be able to just stream the heck out of it all day long and all night. And yeah, that actually makes probably the biggest sense of anything.
Shaney's hitting it right there. There's actually a thought. Yeah, there's actually a thought about releasing music certain times a year to create a nostalgia feeling. So back to school is a time to release an album because you're back to school and talking to people. Summer is a summer season, so you're creating a nostalgia feeling with it. So it's psychological the way they do that, and they catch you in things. And if you listen to, at least it used to be in radio, it's not so much anymore, but if you would hear an old song, they're like, oh, I haven't heard that song in a while. And if you looked at when that song was released, it was released that time of year, years back. I don't know if they do it so much anymore with streaming, but it's the way it used to be back in the old days.
Yeah, it's not like he's going to be dropping it on Tidal on
Jay. Oh! So.
All right, we ready for number five?
Number five.
Hit us with
number
it.
Number five. All right, number five. If y'all didn't know, Queen Elizabeth likes to turn up. If y'all didn't know about Queen Elizabeth, she just turned 92, God bless her, this weekend. And let me tell you, Queen Elizabeth is more active than half the DJs that I know. She goes horseback riding every freaking week. She turned up. Let me tell you who performed at Queen Elizabeth's birthday party. Okay? She is gangster. Queen Elizabeth had, she had a concert this weekend. Okay? These are the performers. Let me tell you, she was all over the board. Queen Elizabeth just loves everybody. Sting was at her, performed at a party. Okay? Shaggy.
They do a song together now.
Yeah, I think like that's it was a new remix. I don't know. I'm very confused. Sting, Shaggy, Craig David, and Tom Jones were just some of the performers at Queen Elizabeth's birthday party. Think about that remix right there.
That's a shuffle button right there.
That is a
well.
Now I'm trying to figure out like if that is like on her like iPod when she's like, you know, horseback riding or like working out, like, you know, like she tells the bodyguard, like, you know, push the shuffle button, you know, like that's like.
It was.
I want to know what song Tom Jones sang. If it's that one, then I'm not going to say the name of it on here, but you know which one I'm talking about. I can't say it here. No, I'm not. No, I can say that those words on this show.
Yeah, that's yes. why I was giving you the weird look. Yes. Like, wait,
Scott Carroll got it in the chat. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, but that's yeah. So she had a birthday party, and those were the performers at her birthday party. I love it though. I love it.
He could have changed the lyrics. So what's up,
Queen of a country?
What's up, Queen Elizabeth? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No. You know, she was like, don't change those lyrics. Sing them right to me. See, look in my eyes and sing them right to me.
I can't unsee it in my mind.
Now I got a visual. I gave you guys all the visual. Oh. On her horse with Tom Jones singing to her.
And saying it in a slightly seductive voice. Sing it right to my eyes.
It's not unusual.
Not that
one. Oh, sing it to me, Tommy. Sing it to me as I ride my horse.
It wasn't me.
I see what you did there.
I told you I was going to end on a good note.
I'm glad you did. I'm very glad you did. I'm disturbed, but I'm also glad you ended on a good note. Oh my goodness.
I got five on it.
Well,
that is Shaney with the entertainment news.
So for those of you that are just kind of checking this out, and this might be your first time for doing so, this is what we do. This is a Monday night thing, and you need to make sure you're checking us out. Shady's bringing us five topics, and we're just going to talk about them and have some fun with it. And then after we go off air, we do all the kind of weird stuff that you saw. We just keep it going. So if you want to find out what's going on, if you want to be a part of, if you want to join in this little chat room and hang out with us all night long, you need to get in it. You need to get on the Zoom. You need to be able to check all that kind of stuff out because that's where the fun is.
And you could come on Zoom and you don't even have to be visual on Zoom either. You could come on and just be in the chat in Zoom if you don't want to
be like Robin
in
and just blank your camera.
Yeah.
Or MJ, yeah. Which we're glad he did. So anyway, thank you very much for checking us out. Again, we'll be back next Monday. A lot of great shows happening DJ and TV throughout the week. Do not miss the Tuesday night. Do not miss the Wednesday night. Do not miss the Thursday night. Yes, we've added extra nights just for you. But thank you very much.
Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional. Promo only. Newmark. And DJ and TV Insiders.